council meeting for Monday, May 6th. I'd like to excuse Stephanie Grady, who called in earlier and was not going to be able to make it this evening. And still possibly expect John Lauder to show up as well. Item number one, which we usually have, is any public comment concerning any issue that's not on the agenda.
I don't.
Okay.
What?
Name?
Mary Duggan. I have a couple of things. I'll try to keep it to 2 minutes. As you probably know, I'm serving on the Wasatch County Fire Advisory Board. And this year, the advisory board is putting forward an educational campaign. May 9th, that's Thursday evening, we're having our first big community presentation. I know it's already in the interlocal, but I'm hoping that somebody from town will come. It's already prepared in the event of a wildfire, and this is in response to the Paradise Fire and all the other wildfires that were devastating in California and elsewhere last year. What we're focusing on are some areas that are definitely in danger, even a Paradise situation here in Wasatch County. I don't know if any of these are in Daniel. I don't know which ones they've chosen to highlight, but as you know, we do have some areas that are dangerous. And so, if you or anyone you know lives in any of those areas and would like some information, we're going to do a presentation with the local fire district. Also, there'll be some state and federal people there as well that will talk about different things you can do to mitigate danger during fire season.
And that's Thursday?
That's Thursday night, starting at 6 at the Senior Center. And like I say, I'll be there. Hopefully, we'll have some other people from Daniel. But if you happen to know somebody that would be interested, please let them know. Also, the Wasatch Taxpayers Association of Montel and that board is doing a presentation next week to the school district concerning public participation. If you have any comments or input that you might want to let me know about so we can include those comments, I'd appreciate it. I'm still in the phone book and appreciate hearing from you. Now I'd like to put on my Taxpayer Association hat tonight, and one of the main reasons that I wanted to come tonight is it's the first meeting regularly scheduled in May. Normally you would have your tentative budget being presented this evening by state code, that's required, and then it would be adopted and the public hearing would be held in June. I don't see it on the agenda, and I'm wondering if I can plan a special meeting.
We were planning on certainly getting the tentative budget out by next meeting, so we probably could be behind. We talked about the last month to get it going, and then I knew the budget was coming up. But,
well, I have the code with me if you'd like to. I'll leave it for you if you're interested. But anyway, you do need to adopt it before you actually then post it and let the public have it. Okay. At least 10 days prior to adoption in June. So, anyway. Another thing that I'm noticing in the legals in the paper that the other municipalities are posting the number of vacancies for the fall election. It's an odd numbered year, and that is a municipal election year. So we should have 2 members of our council that will be up for re-election this year. So it's not required by code that you notice that you have 2 seats available, but it's kind of traditional to do that. In addition, I don't know if everyone is aware of this or not, but the code now states that if you're going to be a candidate for office, then you must put your candidacy notice in to the town clerk the week of June 1st through the 7th during office hours at the clerk's office. So anyway, if anybody's interested in becoming a candidate, that'd be a great thing to do. I think that's all I have for you tonight. Sorry to be the nag, but this is what I do.
Also, they have pushed the interlocal an hour later.
Oh,
so
you could maybe come for at least a little bit?
Yes.
That'd be awesome. Like I said, it's scheduled from 6 to 8, but we're hoping we have a big crowd. It'd be great if you could come.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else from the public for public?
Just to add to what she was talking about on the elections, I was the election official in 2015 when Mr. Blotter, Councilmember Blotter, and Bunker were re-elected, if you will, although they were the only two running. So those are the two
Seats?
Seats that will be available.
Okay.
And like she said June 1st through the 7th. The 1st is a Saturday, so they are actually saying the 3rd through the 7th. That week is when they have to do the official. I think it would be nice to have that posted on the website for sure.
I would think we could probably get on next week for the next few weeks until it does come out pretty quick.
And we have put it in the paper.
I ran on the polls last time. I thought I'd lose.
Exactly. So, yeah, we'll get those out on those two. And now we know who's up for election.
Martin, this is where you want to go talk.
Oh, yeah.
Go up to the front.
It's all yours.
Oh, I had a winter leak, and you don't get them fixed until it comes nice and warm. So I've got a big bill that I need to have taken care of. You guys could help me in any way. I had Kelton got a big machine about, what's it been, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And dug along my garage, thinking that maybe it was out there. I did have one of these nice taps that's supposed to be winterized, and it was broke. And so we replaced that. And then he got the idea to come in and go behind the house where I do have a tap that runs. And it was way down under there. But he was fortunate enough to be able to get this machine and dig it and take care of it.
So right now, is it totally fixed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
But I had to wait. I didn't dare dig during the winter at all.
Right.
Just sat there and worry about it.
I'm sure that's all you could do for 5 months or something.
Okay. That's right.
Any questions of the council? I'm not sure what that amount is. I know what she's asking for is some help from the town with regards to the water leak bill. And I guess, does anybody have any comments or questions about
how much was the bill?
900.
Wow.
The current one is now 900. We dropped the last month's off as soon as she got it fixed, like we usually do. She had came down at the first of the winter when we realized there was a bill and made arrangements that she would make a payment of each month. And she has stuck, and she has been down there faithfully. She's made the payments. It's always been more, you know, more than her water bill. So she's been trying to pay on it. The bill itself has been up to almost, you know, $2,200. So we had dropped out. As soon as it got fixed, Gary told me to drop off the 1 month. And she's been doing what she's been, she said she would. It's just a lot, you know. And I think it was kind of out of her control. So
okay.
Do you have a suggestion?
I think that it would be great for the town to, you know, drop some off. She's willing. I don't know what she's asking, but I do know that she was trying, you know, and it's just her. And in the winter, there's nothing she could do. But as soon as they got warm enough, they got right on it. You know, Eric went up and was looking and helping her, and Gary was there, and Kelton finally was able to get the equipment to get in. And so as soon as it was, she got it cleaned up. And so.
Well, in the past, we've asked for these to come forward to ask for some help or leniency toward bills that are maybe out of our residents' control. Do you have a comment?
No,
sorry. And so I'd be all ears. I think that we've helped some people in the past. What are you looking for, actually? What you You've been paying, have you got something in your budget you've been paying every month that works for you, or?
I've been paying $100 every month, and that's squeezing me.
I suggest we just forgive the whole thing. She's got it fixed, she did her best, we've forgiven them in the past, wasn't much she could do, just forgive it, go back to the regular rate.
And this month's paid, you say, Shelley?
It is, yep, she's paid, came and paid the $100 again a couple days ago, and took care of that, and so I think the bill's maybe, I think, $800 now, but after that payment.
I agree.
Shall I entertain a motion?
Motion to just get rid of the whole thing, I don't know how you want to word it.
Bring the bill current?
Bring the bill current.
You have a motion?
I'll second it.
You have a second? Any discussion on that motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Taken care of.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Anything else before I move on? Any other comment, or? We're going to move on to business licenses, and we have some new ones, and we have some, Oh, I'm sorry, yes, I did it, that's what's fucking. Hold on, number two, Meadowland Association of Governments, Max, the most important thing of the evening here tonight.
I'm used to being at the end.
Oh, no.
So I have a little map that we're going to roll out, I don't know if it, Bob Allen with Meadowland Association of Governments, sorry. I wonder if it'd be appropriate, maybe we could drag this table up and I can roll it out and you can look from where you're sitting. I got it, you don't need to get up and do it. And I hate to kind of turn my back to the audience, but, so the purpose of tonight, everybody's aware that there's the long-range transportation plan for Wasatch County. MAG has been contracted, I don't know what the right term is by UDOT to help put together a long-range transportation plan for Wasatch County. Essentially what that is a list of projects that we see transportation-wise out to 2040, and our new plan will be going out to 2050. So these are long-range projects that, you know, 10, 20, 30 years out in the road. They're just kind of, as we look at population growth, employment growth, what are the demands on future roads, where do we need to put projects? What happens with this list of projects is it gets folded into the statewide transportation plan that UDOT does. And so essentially what we're here at MAG is we have a relationship with Wasatch County communities. They kind of said, hey, MAG's better. They have relationships, they know the people, they're better prepared to sit down, work out, put together this list. And so that's what we're here to do tonight, is what I'm going to show you first off is, let's see, I'm going to orient this the correct way. A modeling map, and then do you have those? This is the list of projects from the last plan. So is that oriented correctly for everybody's mind's eye?
Yeah, so this is coming up the canyon, Daniels Canyon.
Yeah, so this is Daniels Canyon. This is the city of Daniel. Do you want me to, I'll flip it around for you.
Ah.
North is that way, and north is this way on the map, but north is that way, right? So, what we're showing you here, I've got a couple more of that.
I got one more, Tim.
That's okay. I'm cool. So what we're here to do today is talk about these projects. So what happened on this map is, this is the current plan. You'll notice that there's a couple of projects missing. Eric?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I did notice as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
But we're going to talk about that in a second. What we did is we took, with a travel demand model, we took all these projects essentially, we built them in the model, and then we also added population out to 2050. So essentially this is 2040 projects plus 10 additional years of population growth and employment growth, and we ran the transportation model. You can see here all the roads that are in here with the volumes. That's a daily volume. And you can see all these colors. Yellow means starting to get a little backed up, a little bit of congested. Orange, it's getting a little worse. And then obviously red, we're talking pretty busy, okay? For just to put things in perspective, 35,000 they're showing on Heber Main Street. Today we're seeing a little over 30, so pretty close to the same as today. Obviously like the bypass, or I'm sorry, the Parkway Road is put in there. So there are a lot of these projects are already built, but otherwise you'd see a lot more. Okay. So our purpose tonight is essentially we want to look specifically at Daniel and look at the list of projects that are on this sheet and just say, okay, based off of the new modeling results, is there any changes that we want to make to the list of projects that are here in the Daniel area? So a couple projects let's take a look at. So first off, I would maybe point out project number 18. Project number 18 would say Daniel Road. It would, what's listed there is a turn lane. Essentially what that would mean is it would, we already have in the plan that we would need to build that a three-lane road, meaning one lane on each direction and then the center turn lane. You're all familiar with that concept. It doesn't,
You took out 18.
Is that the phase one project?
Yeah, it's a phase one project. So we'll let's look at the, on this map. It's on the old one, but apparently it came off. So 14,000 trips coming up Daniel's Road here. That 14,000 trips is going to be too much for just a regular two-lane road.
And this is in 2040.
This is 2050 volumes.
2050 volumes.
And so we showed in the old one, we showed in the first phase from through this section, we probably would need to go to a three-lane road, meaning a lane in each direction and then the center turn lane.
Okay.
14,000 would probably definitely warrant that, a demand for that.
So is that, does that go all the way to 3,000? It doesn't appear like it does, or does it?
No, it so in my mind, it only went to this road right here, whatever this crossroad is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the Yankum?
It looks like, yeah.
Would be right there. So it'd pretty much be this project right through there, converting it to three lanes. Center turn lane is essentially what it's doing. Any concerns about that? Are we okay with that?
I assume we're once again thinking that in 2050 we're going to need it, but until then, so it's a good guess.
Yeah, and that's really what this is. Remember, these projects, well, things that are on here are concepts. When we get closer to needing it, then there's a lot more study and information that goes on it. It's not like UDOT's going to show up and start building this road without you knowing it long, 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 long in advance.
Are they still planning on putting a light there with that stuff that's going on right here?
So most of that stuff is part of the access agreement that was done about a year ago, and I believe we did have a light at both intersections there. That won't, that's something that's small enough it won't list necessarily make this list. So we're okay with 18, or that project. Double check. So project number 11, if you see project number 11 right there by the hub,
yeah.
You can see the modeling that it shows probably again 10 and all even up to 21 right here close by. I think what we would propose is just leave that project in as is, but the environmental for the Heber Parkway is really going to dial that in where exactly it needs to be. And so
is that something going to overlap other municipalities or just state boundary wise?
Well, our UDOT representative can tell you a little bit more about that, but they're going to look at all. They're going to look at all possibilities, and you will definitely be part of that discussion and part of the whole process from the beginning stages of figuring out what's the scope and the project and the purpose and need all the way through to the final decision. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we'll leave that one in there and then just let the environmental process do its due diligence. And again, that's on project number 11 on your sheet. The other major ones are really 70, there's 78, 72, and 102. So 78 is the hub intersection. Again, that's going to be completely looked at for the environmental, so I think we can leave that alone. 72 is a widening project along US 40 out to, I believe it's Mill Road. No, it's a little bit past Mill Road. Did we say that's
102?
Do we say that's three or five lanes?
I think in this plan there's a big
five lanes.
Three.
Well, we're a little sweet.
It could use probably five in that.
Yeah. So
is that possibly a little sweet?
To right here.
Oh.
And then there's another project number, or 102 is, 72 comes out to here, and then 102 comes further on.
Oh,
out.
Okay.
And basically that is going to be, as 40 needs widening, widen them out as needed.
That would be good. See some turn lanes and speed up and slow down lanes.
And in that widening, so you've got a sign there that you can change and all that. How does that work with the widening? You just go out, how many feet are you going to widen that road?
So
from the intersection out.
So five lane cross section typically is about 100 feet.
You could be about 90 to.
Yeah. You could be in the 90 to 100 feet range, and when they come and do the engineering for it, you know, they can kind of do this to make it fit
straight.
Yeah, we'll obviously make it straight, but if we can minimize impacts and takings, I'm sure they will when we get to that point.
Are they going to? I know they've been taking a speed limit sign at 58 and moving a little further out.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to move that further out to slow that down just a little bit also?
I don't know. That's something that's kind of beyond the scope of this thing. That would be a good thing to maybe grab our man from UDOT here, Jeremy, and discuss those finer points, and he'll definitely be better able to answer those kinds of questions. So we have those two widening projects. Again, I think we just leave them as is if there's no objections.
So does that, I'm just curious, does that fit within our, that we talked about?
Everything will fit in the access agreement.
Oh yeah, so we've already got that blocked out, nothing above ground within that easement, in our 40 agreement that we signed?
Yeah, whatever the 40 agreement it says, and it is still valid. Nothing in this changes that.
Right, but I'm saying if this plan needs to change that, do we need to look at that? As we develop these commercial properties,
sure.
I'd like to have that said, so we're not.
Well, if it's in the 40 agreement, it says you have to be set back so much above ground that
trumps this, but not trumps
yes.
It side by side.
Yeah, the two together, they work together, huh?
Okay.
This plan is, again, you got to remember, this is kind of crayon drawing concept, right? The access agreement, that's more a little more concrete, got to follow it. And then when it comes to the actual engineering, they'll take into account the access agreement and then start looking at the right of way and where we need it. You know, the extents of either of these projects, when it comes time to actually build them, they may say, well, we only got enough money to get to here, so maybe we'll do this instead of that. Or, in fact, we hit the jackpot and we got all the money to do it all at once, but ultimately, they're not going to do any of it until it's really warranted and needed. And that will be a process that will be well documented with you guys and be able to ferret all that out.
Okay. If we needed to do something with that.
No, I don't know. We don't need that. As far as this project is concerned, or this plan is concerned, it doesn't affect the access agreement at all.
Okay.
Okay. Excellent question. So the next one I want to point out is this little A, and maybe you can fill us in. This is that 3000 South intersection that you guys have worked closely with. Could you maybe remind us, in here it's talking about XL and DCL lanes for that intersection. Do you know if XL and DCL lanes were put in as part of the new intersection? You know what I mean by XL, DCL lanes?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I almost thought they were.
They were, and matter of fact, there was some funds already available for a DCL that UDOT already had.
Okay.
Got some of those.
So we're gonna leave it in here and just make sure, and until something's like, yeah, we know absolutely it's already been taken care of, we're gonna leave it in there, even if. So we'll leave it in there just to make sure it's on people's radar screens and people are moving forward with it, because that's, you know, important safety issue there.
Yep.
Especially with them trucks coming out right now.
Yeah, just a few other things to be aware of, like project number 58. That's a project where they'll be completing 189 through the rock cut. That's a 2022 project. It's a big, expensive, painful one, but it's the last piece that one will be going through. One last question. So I have a version of the old plan with these roads right here. 17 was kind of a project that connected down to US 40 in this area. My understanding is the town of Daniels is still okay with a connection coming down through here. It's just making sure we get it in the right location. Is that correct?
No, I don't think so.
Where it was.
Is this what you say was 17?
Well, not necessarily this, but 17 is right here.
Okay.
And so is there if we made a connection from here to somewhere on 40 in this area, is there somewhere that you would prefer to connect that to?
Well, I think what Kendall was talking about is turning, coming down Duke Lane here.
Yeah, exactly.
And coming in right at that intersection.
So that's Little Sweden right here?
Yeah,
right?
Little Sweden and across.
So it'd be going like this, essentially.
Yes.
Is that something palatable?
Let me clarify. So that may be what was said, but these residents right here, so when the very last meeting we had before we signed that agreement, remember, mm-hmm. There was a person that didn't attend it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we had talked about that these people do not want parking back in front of all their houses. So if this is independent there, then they can run a street outside of this street or something.
Okay, so if it came more like this,
then that would leave these people alone, but that was a huge concern to four of those or five, I'm not sure, but
sure.
I talked to three of them, and not having the cars packed, right, waiting to...
No, I know. Totally get it.
Yeah.
So the other thing with the access...
Does that have any thought of her?
Well, when they came in like this, and I don't know if Independence is at the table at this point.
It's, you know, the same.
Same, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Meaning, it's a little bit of an empty...
So... Their plan shows this road coming in down here.
So how do you feel about if we did this and then let Independence connect somewhere through here and then leave all this alone?
Well, the problem with that road altogether is that we've identified this as a signalized intersection.
But didn't we have another intersection like midway through here
somewhere? We did, yeah, where it fit within that plan.
Yeah.
We did put one, but their road doesn't come in either one of those.
Okay.
And then we talked about, well, you know, they might have to go to this particular, because they didn't have to participate.
And that's why we're here. We're here to say, hear what you guys want, and then we can work with Independence based off of that.
I think either one that you put in there ought to go to the signalized intersection.
So the problem with this one is you're gonna mess up this intersection, because these two already line up, and if we don't use those lined up, it's gonna cause a problem like 3000 South, remember, where they were offset and we couldn't signalize it unless they're lined up. So in some ways it's either you gotta sneak through here and, you know, see what you can do there to line them up, which would be ultimately probably the best because there's connectivity through there, but I don't know how painful that is, versus right here, somewhere in this neighborhood, where the connection is a little bit easy, it's a little bit easier to make maybe, and we do have a spot in the access agreement where it could go. It's just how do you guys want to show it?
Yeah, so I think when we was talking to Kendall, we was talking about coming down here and connecting in that last 300, 400 feet into Little Sweden, so it comes in at that signalized intersection.
Is that totally straight, or is it kind of cockeyed attack?
It's cockeyed a little bit.
Yeah, and so whether it's pushed over,
Yeah, in our agreement we show the
yeah,
that
we show
house
this
over
is,
here.
This is a signalized intersection, these two are signalized.
So we actually show us shifting that intersection.
So yeah, there would be maybe a house that's affected or two there.
Yeah, the Coomers.
But if...
Okay, so instead of coming all the way down, they're going to come in and just tie the last...
Right, that's what we talked about, running
And then you can say, okay, Independence, if you really think you're going to get over the hill, get over the hill and connect over here, and then go that way.
Yeah, they're planning on right there drilling through this metal.
Yeah, great. Good for them. So that would be, so this is the preferred alignment then, I guess, right? Something like this?
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
Okay, good, easy enough?
I think that's what has to happen, because the skew angle here is too sharp. So yes, it lines up, but it doesn't line up for a signalized intersection, so you got to go to this one anyway.
That direction?
So you're going to have to skew it, you're going to have to bend it.
Yeah, it's painful just because of these houses and this corner. That corner's painful, but we, you know, we'll make it happen. So it's a safe intersection, it's just whether you run it there or there.
Yeah.
Done, okay.
And then the port entry, of course, is a whole.
Yeah, that's a whole nother issue. Yeah, this is not an easy thing, so it's not going to happen overnight until we see real demand for it, obviously. So we'll put that project kind of back in, but in its new configuration. It will probably be put down, probably as a three-lane facility, just because it's kind of a collector road that, so it just makes sense to make sure we have enough width to handle it. If it does get a little busier at some point, it makes sense to handle it. Other than that, there's really not a whole lot else in and around Daniels, unless there's any other questions that you may have that we can answer. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Any question from anybody?
Go come see the map.
Yeah, so we're happy to, I can leave this here if you're interested in having it, because if that's the only change.
We'll keep it.
Okay.
The one on Daniel Road.
So right through here, so this is 14,000 trips a day. That's just, that's way too much, more you can handle on the two rain road.
Well, okay, so that's Wheeler. No, Wheeler's good. That's where you do need a turn lane. I was going to just say, Wheeler, Tiancum is just subdivision.
Yeah.
5 acres, so.
And they're not coming out on the output there, too. You can see that.
Yeah. This is just a crazy map that we came up with. It's not going to make you happy, but it wasn't meant to make you happy, and it's kind of meaningless. So what we did, here, I'll flip it back. Well, you see some of the stuff that's in there, and you can see why. So let me tell you why we did this. So you guys have all been to Salt Lake County, and you know how the grid system is really good in Salt Lake County. The grid works there. That's because they were in one location and they built out from the grid. Utah County, we had a bunch of little towns that had their own grids, and they were connected by highways, but now that they're growing together, the connections, that connectivity, that grid doesn't exist. And so we said, okay, we looked at the internet, ITE, International Transportation Engineers grid spacing, where they said, okay, what's the ideal spacing for all these connections and grids? And we started looking at Utah County and said, okay, well, where can we make connections to not force everybody on a few main roads? So that's what we just did here, is we looked and we said, okay, where are in this area, you know, based off that spacing, places that could make good connections would make sense. This is purely just a food for thought. Is there something in here that maybe makes sense in your master plan? We're not proposing anything of this that go into this plan other than what we've already discussed, but this is just a thought, something for you to say, okay, maybe we do need to make a connection here, or maybe we don't. Completely up to you. Does that make sense? We can leave this with you if you want. You can take it and let your kids draw on it. Don't say, Max says they're going to build all these projects, because that's not the case at all.
Yeah, it's you just, want to sign that one?
No. It's just totally food for thought. Hey, you know, boy, it would make a big difference if we could make this connection or that connection or something like that.
We know this thing's going to be heavily traveled, best one here. I mean, that's all there's to it.
Yeah.
As time goes on. That's it.
Is there a legend on that? What's the blue?
Blue is just a collector. So I would say I would take this and downgrade it a level, right? Because expressway, freeway, yeah, this will kind of be that principle. Anything that's like orange, I would say that's a minor collector.
I was just going to ask, Mr. You don't. Yep. Yeah, I forgot your first.
Jeremy.
I was going to say, we're speaking of UDOT, not Mr. UDOT.
That's okay.
So all of us are probably aware that there's discussion on moving 189 and things, and that it was a plan, it isn't a plan, no one talked about it, everyone talked about it. So could you shed any light on this particular road that's here?
Yeah, so.
Was this map done before that discussion? Is this done after the discussion?
So this map is.
Or any particular map, as far as what.
Yeah.
This is probably that's probably the better map.
Right, so far, outside of what has been proposed in the study that UDOT was a part of, that is the only map that is showing anything about rerouting 189. Mags, as you can see here, Mags.
We still have it in there in the model.
Doesn't show rerouting 189. That concept came based on public comment. We tried it and it worked better, and how it worked better was over here it made the hub intersection perform better because there was one less road coming into that highly congested area. That's how it got moved forward, because traffic modeling wise, traffic performance, it worked better, and it got put in there based on a public comment. We at the, what was it, 2 weeks ago now, 3 weeks ago, we had a public meeting over at the city to talk about, or over at Heber City, excuse me, to talk about that very thing. And in that meeting, I mentioned to everyone there that I was going to go back to the project team, and we were going to consider changing the wording of the report that we're going to put out from recommended route to suggested alternatives, and we'll probably show a couple different alternatives. So it still will show up, just because what we looked at, which was not everything in this study, it's what performed best based on the traffic analysis that we did. So, but we do need to go. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. And in those scenarios, is UDOT looking at any kind of eminent domain from a UDOT standpoint with any kind of?
Right now, no. We have. I mean, we are still at planning level, so there's no threat of condemnation. There's no eminent domain stuff going on. It's just very high level, putting some lines on a map and saying, okay, modelers, how does this make traffic flow? That's the level we were at this point.
An important note, though, is you may be aware that UDOT was given $4 million to start the environmental study for that whole bypass road. And that process, where UDOT will, through with their consultants, dive into the fine grained details of this entire project, it will be a very robust public process, working with you, all the cities, stakeholders, residents. Right. I mean, $4 million, we're talking a serious thing. So that's where that stage is. I think at this point, you look at the study recommendations, say, okay, great, that's good. Now let's really dive into the details, and things could change drastically from there.
Yeah, that's. I wanted to bring that up. Thank you very much. And with that, I want to mention that if any of you guys came to the public meetings or on the stakeholder list, you might be aware that there have been some comments that said, why doesn't UDOT consider breaking off clear down here and bringing the bypass through Daniel and around the airport and up? So those comments have been recorded, depending on how the beginning phase of the environmental study goes, and what, because the very first phase of that is developing our purpose and need, which will kind of direct the rest of the study. Those comments were captured in this study and will be passed on to that study. And so I don't know yet, but there's a possibility as we first start that scoping that we kind of come way back out and say, is this the only thing to look at, or do we need to look at something over here, or do we need to look at this? And so I want you guys to be aware that is a possibility if they come back out at the beginning of that study. And so it'd be a good idea to make sure you guys are involved and aware of what's going on there. So if people are talking, putting lines on maps over here through your town,
you want to be involved through those conversations.
I would certainly agree with that, and so anyone that would put a map, line through our map, I would like to know who that is, because I would think that we would be the one putting the lines through our town, wouldn't that be the case?
Right, well, so, what, in public, in these public comment meetings, we have maps out like this, and we're showing stuff, and people just come and say, well, I like this idea, will you consider this? And we go.
Understand.
Yes, we'll show you why we just think that would work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Great, well, I want to be respectful of your time, are there any other questions, concerns? We'll make those changes, just kind of next steps, you know, key in on him for all your small questions, like the speed limit sign, and then this new environmental, and maybe he could leave some contact information with you. And then as far as the long-range plan, at interlocal on Thursday, we'll kind of have, hopefully, a draft new version of this to just reveal, show everybody, and say, okay, within the next few weeks, we're going to be sharing this with UDOT and kind of moving ahead, right?
That's Thursday at 8.
Thursday at 8, I actually believe it's at the
Heber City Council Chambers.
Yeah, the fires at the senior.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and then, but just FYI, you're one of the last cities that we've met with, and I'll just let you know, there really isn't any drastic, any changes much at all to the list that you see before you. Everybody's like, yeah, still works, looks like it's good, which is a good thing. That means we did a good job up to this point, and we're just continuing working towards it.
Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome to this if you want it, or we can take it.
Oh, I'd love to.
All right, it's all yours.
I'll leave that one too.
Picture of the candle.
What's that?
We'll keep that one.
You want to keep it?
Yeah.
It's all yours. We just want to make sure we're capturing the right adjustments, make sure we get everything right.
Just get Bob's line over there. That's what you got to worry about.
Yeah, I got it. Well, you don't want to see my line, Eric. Where's your house?
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Bear. See you guys later.
Thank you, guys.
And if you any questions about why in our town, just talk to Bob. He knows all about why in our town.
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you very much. We'll see you later.
Have a great evening.
There you go.
So this is new.
This is new. They got rid of my house.
Mayor, just one little comment. My husband Mike was called to that Heber City meeting 2 weeks ago. It lasted from 6:30 to 11 p.m. And the residents, as you know, the 189 was projected to move up, basically be vacated and move up to 1300 South, right next to that neighborhood that's next to Walmart. And the residents there were just enraged. It was ugly, and like I say, I was about ready.
So is a point who needs to be the most enraged? Which area?
That,
No, meaning us or them or
yeah, I know, it sounds like they're talking about using 3000 South as a bypass again. Remember going through that
phase?
And so, yeah, we're back to, it seems like every few years we just recycle these things, don't we?
And that's the wishful thinking map of exactly that.
But anyway, that we'll see what happens. But the way that Jeremy stated that, seemed to me like they were completely backing off that plan at that meeting. And so we'll see what happens with it. What did he say? They were maybe going to make it as a suggestion. Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens with it. But
we know 3000 South, sooner or later, as time goes on, it's going to get very busy.
We'll have a couple more stop signs and we'll be good.
Okay.
Speed bumps.
We're already being asked for one more.
Maybe that's what we need on Daniels. They go 80 miles an hour past my place like that.
They do, and then they go right 80 miles from the stop sign all the way down to the next stop sign and usually don't stop. It is becoming a little bit more of a problem. Okay, we want to thank Bob. That was well appreciated for them to come up and do that. Business licenses, there's kind of two versions, two areas, new and renewal. We'll go over the new version. The first business on that list would be Wasatch Back Rentals, and I don't know if anyone's here to represent them. So all the discussion with the council. I know that there's some issues with that, and maybe, Eric, you can talk about that. I know they've applied, and that's about, well, and some of the conditions that they probably need to meet.
On the Wasatch back?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, they've submitted an application. They've given us a parking plan. We have it submitted to the county. We're waiting to hear back from the health department and the fire department. So TO's done their work on that, and we're waiting to hear back on their application.
Okay.
Where's that located?
It's the suburban propane up on the highway. So they wanted to have a rental place there. And so the caveats are, so far, the applicant may not park on the highway. No additional buildings or site improvement without proper approval. Parking area will be striped to show the required parking and approval from county fire and health department. So both of those are still, neither one of those two have been approved yet. I don't know, what about ADA bathrooms where they're having the public come in? Do we need to, I know Heber does that. Is that something we need to do with the inspection?
It's a good question. Where it's an existing building, they're not modifying. Usually they don't have to upgrade it, but where it's a new business, I think you could go either way on that one.
So I guess that's up to you guys as a council.
As long as it's clean, that's probably the most important thing. That's really the only issue on it?
Yeah, and so the reason that's not in the letter is that they're not doing anything to the building at this time. And so if they were adding an outlet or replacing the front door or something, then that would open that discussion, you know, to a remodel. But right now they're claiming to use that building as is, and I've never been in there. I don't know what.
We're assuming they have a bathroom.
We're assuming they have a bathroom. There is a well on the property that I'm assuming is active, but I don't know that either.
So that's really why we're waiting for the health department.
Okay, makes sense.
So at this point, we're just waiting for them.
Yeah, fire did respond today and said they needed more time to look into it. They were worried. They had a concern about cars and parking next to the propane tanks and whether or not there was, you know, ballards or other things, ballards that needed to be installed with those propane tanks. So he just had it. I'll get back to you. This one's going to take a while.
Okay. Is that something you want to keep or give Eric for if they move forward on it as far as the application? And the...
Yeah, well, the application is not complete until they do everything, so okay. It won't go to Mary until it's complete. We have, as we have these, there is one other small issue there. Well, it's probably a big issue. Suburban Propane does not have a license with the town. They've let theirs expire. So they called me when they proposed this, and I told them that we were on our way up to give them a cease and desist for working in the town without a license. He told me they were going to fix that up right away, and of course, we haven't had anything.
That was when you saw the sparks landing on the propane tank.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so he called me, and I'm like, do you have a problem with sparks on your propane tanks? And he's like, yeah. I says, okay, well, then we can talk, because if you don't, I don't think we have anything to talk about. So they did have, he says they're going to address that, and I can see where any source of ignition. He told me they were putting in a 500-gallon tank. They've installed two 500-gallon tanks. There's a sign up already that says Wasatch Rental hanging on the fence already. So they seem to be pushing as fast as they can forward, but I think they have some things they got to do before we can even consider issuing a license on there. It's a little bit different because we've done home occupations and this is a commercial license. We have a couple of those, but kind of a little different.
There might be a couple more here, so once again, we'll go through the ones that maybe need a little more understanding. I'll take a motion on those, and then the renewals that are fairly clear, we'll move those along. So I think there's another one, JJ's Clean Day. Anybody know about that one? I'm gonna find out right here. I don't know what it is. JJ's. Cleaning homes, it looks like. Home occupation, they're asking for yes. New building, no. New owners, no. They do not have a state's license, probably not required. Assume that house cleaning, just have their own house going to clean up the house with maybe, or?
You know, did they drop it up to you, or?
It was just mailed in.
Okay. So all they're asking for is I hereby apply to conduct the business of, or businesses nature, cleaning homes.
So definitely be offsite.
Definitely be offsite, and if we feel comfortable enough, I can get to motion, we'll take a look at that. If there's any discussion, or if anyone feel comfortable with this one? Like to have them come before us and explain a little bit for next time?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind hearing from them.
Before we approve it?
I mean, it's.
Then we'll come in if we don't.
It seems like it's one we'll approve, right? But just to hear what they're doing and.
I would usually like to hear too, because cleaning homes, oh, by the way, and something else.
Is this a new resident or somebody we already know?
This would be 2925 South Daniel Road.
It's Tori Jo and Lee Skinner's, I think it's their daughter.
Oh.
Her daughter-in-law.
So we going out of the house, probably cleaning.
Yeah, I don't think there's any impact to the town at all.
No.
Getting in their car and leaving and going cleaning houses, I don't think there's any.
Okay.
I don't think there's an issue with that one. I don't have an issue with that one.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Then we have Dragon Force LLC, Movie. $11,755 Wilshire Boulevard.
That's for Doug Seuss, the movie. That's for Doug Seuss,
that's
the movie.
That's just a permit?
That's their business license.
Oh, so it's not just a short-term, okay.
Yeah, it is short-term, but we made them pull business license because they're working in the town. So that's the way we got them to. They've also bonded with the town. They brought in trailers. They issued a bond with the town to remove those trailers. They gave us a fixed date.
Everything's on the up and up and great. Anyone have any concerns on this one?
That's their follow through with the business license.
Okay.
So we already went through it.
Yeah.
And High Mountain Waste Management DBA Bumper Dumper. That'd be at 1680 West, 3000 South. So if I remember correctly, they said they had a business license. I know there's some comments saying that we didn't think they had a business license, and apparently they don't have a business license, and they're applying for a business license in a zone that doesn't allow this kind of business, apparently.
Right. So they did have a license with the county, but it expired a year ago. So
2017.
Right. 2 years ago. So the county issued them a license in the town of Daniel, so they was licensed as a dumpster. Company.
This is the one that has the dumpsters in the
mm-hmm.
Back.
So the county did license them in the town of Daniel.
Okay. But we haven't gone more than a year without that license being utilized or unrated.
Right.
Wow.
And so I think they actually probably went back to get it and they wouldn't let them. They told them you have to go to Daniel.
That's what she said when she called that they had had one, but she made it sound like a current one on the process of renewal and the county wouldn't reissue it because it was town.
They finally figured that out.
Is that the same property that was applying to be rezoned commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Has that decision been made by the town?
It is not. Still in process.
So if it was approved to be commercial, then it would be a different license, would it not? So what's the point of approving this other license, I guess?
I would agree. It doesn't meet any requirements. I couldn't see approving this this license because the business doesn't fit remotely in our residential zoning. It's myself. So. Does anyone have any more comments on that? That might stay with this one when we make this motion.
I think that one we should probably hook to the zone change. And until the zone change goes through, then that's the appropriate time to look at the license.
Okay, we can tie that to a motion as well.
Unless you guys see something different, I don't.
Nope.
Zone propane was discontinued, so.
And that was the last one there, so we have these two. And John, were we clear on, what were we clear on that, Jamie? I know there's no impact here and here, but how'd you feel about that? On that particular one, I was a little careful, because I agree there's probably not a lot of impact. Moving on to renewals, we have ABC Steel, which is Kimball Roofing, and then Daniel Creek Construction, and Adam Knight Plumbing. Involving continuous renewals, I think for all of them, actually. Anybody have any questions on those?
Just so you know, they did send back on their auto stuff. I guess they've closed that business.
For,
For their car, no, for their car stuff.
Right, Kimball.
Oh, the car one, classic car is down?
Yeah, they're done with that.
What about the anchor license? Has it been renewed? Mike Peterson's? Mike Peterson had an anchor license in there that we gave him his, and then we based these other licenses out of his, based on his as an anchor license. We haven't seen anything from him.
Mm-mm.
We probably should send him a letter. He's the one that still owns the building, so he had an anchor license, and then these individual ones had individual licenses.
In that same strip, right?
In the same building.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll probably go out. He's aware of it.
Yeah.
Driving Force for again?
Doug Seuss.
Okay, that's the movie, yeah.
Okay, so you ready for a motion?
Yes, sir.
I make a motion that we hold back Wasatch Back Rental and Bumper Dump and approve the other licenses.
So we have a motion and we have a second. Any other discussion? None? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Do you have anything to add to that, Ron?
No, I think that works.
Okay. Ryan's been working with him, so.
The two you have concerns with, we'll continue to work with.
Okay.
And then as far as those, Eric, do you want to keep these two that we're going to hang on to?
Yeah, I just want to marry him.
Item number four, temporary moratorium on conditional use.
Okay. We've been doing some training on land use. The courts have decided here of recent that conditional use cannot be withheld from a zone that it's approved in. So if it's on your list, You can make conditions, but there's really hardly any way you can keep them out of that zone. So based on the just recent court action on that, what I'd like to do is have the council put a moratorium on all conditional uses in all zones, and we'll put that on the forefront burner to go through those uses.
Complaining?
Uh-huh. And come back with a recommendation to council, because if there's some things on there, and there's been talk about this, if there's something on there that they don't want, they ought to get rid of it. And I think this would initiate that to be at the forefront on the Planning Commission to take those uses off. I don't know if you guys are all familiar with all the conditional uses that are on there, but we've had quite a few inquiries into it.
I think that'd be good to review those.
Yeah. So that's, of course, you know, the moratorium's not, it's 6 months.
The maximum, right?
Yeah. And it will expire, so that gives us a little bit of time, and it just would conditional uses before move forward. That's all we're looking for.
I think that's good.
Shall I entertain a motion?
So moved.
You have a motion?
I'll second.
Second? Any discussion on that?
Can I ask a question? Would it have to be for 6 months? Can you do it faster than that?
If it's done, yeah, it's a maximum of 6 months and it expires. The state says you're not just going to put them on, leave it more total.
Right, that's what I'm saying, but I would prefer, as a member of the public, rather see it done a little faster than 6 months, if that's possible.
No promises. You seen how long the other one went?
Yeah, I know.
I'm noted.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes there's interest drawn.
Do you have any requests at the moment that are pending?
We do have some requests. We have a church right now.
So any pending ones would have to be honored?
Any applications that are completed right now would be honored, yeah, that are in. Yep. So we do have a couple of them right now, but we're starting to get some inquiries. I think that has been cat out of the bag type thing, and so I think that...
No, it's a good idea to review, because it's been a while.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of other things, so that will put it up at the forefront, so we'll be able to move on it.
Good. We have a first and a second. We had discussion. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes to temporarily put a moratorium on conditional uses in all zones. Reappointment, and this made the worry my reappointment of an airport committee member, and that's my worry, but I think it's a little bit different. And so I'm going to read you the letter I had, and then that I received from Mayor Potter from Heber City, and I'll explain it. As you're aware, Heber City is preparing to update our airport master plan. As part of this effort, and it's addressed to all the mayors of the valley. As part of this effort, we are creating a steering committee, about 12 to 15 people, composed of city residents as well as others from different parts of the county. Our vision is for this group of level-headed, solution-oriented, collaborative individuals to oversee the master plan process. We expect that they will ensure that it is a fair and transparent process with effective communication between the consultants, city representatives, and the public. I hereby request that you nominate an individual to serve on this steering committee. This position can be filled by a member of your council or an interested community member if you prefer. Keep in mind that we need individuals who are open-minded and solution-oriented. We are fully aware of the contingent who are opposed to the possible safety upgrade, but we are facing some complex legal issues and possible financial repercussions if this process is not handled correctly. Naturally, we need people who think critically, but who come with the intent of improving the process, not shutting it down. This group will not be making a recommendation to the City Council, but they will be focused on the process while considering the issues and the alternatives the city will face. This committee is an important part of the effort, and I thank you in advance for considering someone from your jurisdiction who you think would be a valuable addition to the team. As always, thanks for all you do. If there are any other questions about this or any other issues, please feel free to contact me anytime. Mayor Potter. So I believe that is maybe a little different than what Mike is different. So after you know, read that, the steering committee. So I'd like to open that up to anybody here and or anyone that we may be able to suggest to the mayor that might help follow that. I know Mike is also involved in that and certainly is following it, but we have another opportunity to put somebody else on the steering committee. So
this would be different than
the advisory board.
Yeah, Mike's asked to be a part of the steering committee. You should know that the city is in the process of hiring a PR firm. The federal government is willing to invest up to $100,000 to convince all of us that we really want an airport.
That we want a bigger airport. Mm-hmm.
$100,000. Did you say Mike is on the airport advisory? He is the chair.
He's the chair of this whole report. Is it the report, the study?
The master plan.
It's interesting that they don't report. They're not going to make suggestions to that board.
They're not
basically report back to us, to folks, just to let them know what's going on, I guess, or something.
But the steering committee, you think, would be a direct tie with the advisory board?
You would think.
That's so weird that they don't.
They will not.
Talk to the council or the advisory.
The group will not be making recommendations.
But they gotta be coming up with solutions.
But they gotta come up with solutions. Pass on probably this, hopefully, to the airport committee or somebody.
What about Mick Kohler?
I think there's probably a few people, actually. You know, Mick might be great at it. I mean, he understands things. Not a neighbor, he flew. I don't know, I think he's probably too interested, but he was also a fighter jet pilot.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's a couple, but.
He might be interested, he's closer to the airport.
And he still likes that stuff. There's a few people, so I'd open up to all, if I could get a name from anybody, would love to pass that along to the mayor, so.
Do we need to talk to him before we pass things on?
I would think.
Submit some names, because if we don't have to talk to him, I got a bunch of names.
I'll clarify that statement. We would like to hear names of people that would be interested in that. Yes, we would want to talk to them.
I think Rob would be good, I think Mick would be good, too. We should talk to both of those.
Schellenberger?
Is that the one you guys were talking about?
Yeah, I think Rob Schellenberger would be good.
He spent a few months down in Charleston, and kind of.
Very.
No.
And I know that his experience down there with amongst that political group wasn't as good as maybe some others, so I'm not sure if he would or wouldn't, but I would certainly be glad to ask him.
Yeah, and I think he actually came to one of our meetings up here when he was on board down there, because he was going through the annexation.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if anybody else?
Well, I like Rob
Schellenberger.
I can certainly ask Rob.
That's a good suggestion.
We'll ask Rob. And here in the next week or so, if it does come up, I'd love to hear anybody else, but Rob maybe loved to do this.
Sure, go ahead, Mike, so chair.
I don't know if he is.
I'm sure not.
Okay. We have this on the item each month. I don't know if there's anything to talk about with item number 7, discussion of acquisition of Daniel Water shares.
Let's see, what about 6?
6, planning department report violations and enforcement. Yeah. Can you do 6 before 7?
I liked it. I wasn't going to say nothing, John.
I like your report.
I did too.
You do a good job.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I'm just testing you guys.
Is it all of these?
Sure.
Take a look.
Okay. What about you two?
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Did you look at that? There's a lot going on. I received a text today on the first one that Webbs will be coming back before us.
For us as in town council or planning or?
It'll have to go to planning first to come to a recommendation, but.
It's coming around.
It's coming back, so. We sent the application denied letter sent. It must have arrived. They've reapplied.
That's all they've done is reapplied?
No, they've done some, they're moving some fences and some property.
Oh.
Lines are being moved around, so.
Oh, okay.
Without any other disturbance of any of the neighbors?
I assume that they've worked that out. I haven't seen anything yet. They wanted to be on the agenda right away, and it was too late. So they won't come to the planning till June, so.
Okay.
Hopefully, we have more information on that.
Good, yeah, hopefully something works out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other? We did issue the CO for the Leesum. We've issued 2 ag permits.
So we have an official complaint on the old Hobbs home?
We do.
And are we able to do anything on that, or data gathering phase, or what?
We have got a lot of data gathered by an individual who lived there, and it passed on to council. Then our planner did some great research and realized there's 2 homes by this company that owns it, not just the Hobbs, but another home that owns it. and so they're doing it. So then council got asked again about if we would just, since we cannot do anything with regards to advertisement, could we just purchase a night and obviously show that they're renting it? Apparently that could be called entrapment. And so we're getting now, we're getting clarification on that issue, which I have not got word back yet, which is kind of bizarre to me. How do you get entrapment when they're obviously renting it over the internet? But apparently there might be something there.
So that's still like going nowhere, really.
You know, it's like it's been in council twice. I mean, they've had two discussions, and now it's got two different opinions, and now...
It's costing us money.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, yeah, it's costing us money, and we haven't got an answer yet.
Yeah.
First conversation is clear. Second conversation wasn't so clear.
Yeah.
As far as...
So you remember you guys voted to have me write the letter. Then when we met with the planning commission, that was reversed to hold the question.
In the double meetings.
To not write the letter. And so I think that we'll have to, when we go into closed session, we'll discuss that issue.
Oh, are we going into closed later?
Yes, so okay. Those last three items on there.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about them, but yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be going into closed session for those, as well as the attorney said that if we need him, we can call him and he'll be glad to talk to us on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eric, was the Leafson one that was issued the CO, was that the same one that we were having the complaints on for the river?
No.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And that's all good?
Yes.
Yeah, we told them it's their problem, so.
I think everything that was up there.
And the water drained.
I got it.
Okay.
Can I just ask a question on the Charles Schultz suits?
You might as well, since you're named.
Well, that's what was going to be my question, is I think all the individuals were dismissed before from the original suit. Are we back on as individual defendants now?
He refiled.
The fourth or fifth.
He refiled it. So I believe that we are.
Okay.
Hold on. We are...
I think everybody went
that was through. Named originally.
Yeah, minus the ones that have passed on.
Okay.
So, and me individually, besides the group.
Outside of the city.
Wow.
He's going after outside of the city.
Umbrella.
Umbrella.
You individually? Only you individually? Jeez. Okay.
On two of them. The individual.
Okay.
Does he answer your question?
Well, we're just getting nowhere fast with him, I can see. What's it been, 5 years?
Yeah. And so the lawyer was up
last Friday
and was in at the county, deposed the county, and he didn't show up for that. And then they had him on the schedule to be deposed on Tuesday, and I haven't heard.
For the county.
What?
The county was that?
The county was deposed by our attorney. Charles was invited to be there, Mr. Schultz. And then he was being deposed on Tuesday.
Schultz was?
And I haven't heard back from our attorney, so. It's getting very complicated.
Which will be interesting, because if he didn't show, I'll see what he'll do. He's going to file again.
Right.
So as far as the attorneys, Dale held, took
Dale's right retired now, and so there's been a gal that's took over, and then she's gone. Now we got another gal.
Okay. So it is still the previous group as far as the Schultz case.
For the Schultz.
Different from Dale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Different from the other ones.
So.
We may all be dead before it's over with.
Hopefully not.
It's really complicated. It really is a mess. So, is there any other questions? So the only other thing was that note at the bottom. We've been looking into putting a draft land use map together based on the attorneys that was here, wanted us to do that. I'm beginning to think now that if we have that map out there, that's exactly what they'll be pointing at, saying you should be doing this. Even though it's a funny map, I mean, it's just outlandish. This may be happening in the future.
You're talking about the future map?
Just like this one right here.
Yeah.
And that's what we're, that's what she asked us to build, was something that had the land use. And I don't think it's created yet.
We did a draft for you to look at, but no, it's not created yet. It's not done. There's a example or a draft or an early version, but no, we could easily cancel it.
So before we put money into that, you might want to bat that around a little bit. That was the whole problem with Heber City, remember? They showed up with the map, but some folks didn't want to be brown on that map, and some folks.
I remember when we experienced it in different wax about that whole meeting was in Canon.
So Heber City has one, and that's what she suggested we do based on people that didn't want to annex in, because they're not sure what's going to happen with that property.
Wouldn't we do a current zone map to where we stand, let's say, as of tonight?
Yeah, we have a zone map, but this is a future possible map.
There you go, that's what the confusing part is for everybody that.
Yeah, so.
Future map, not the current map.
Right, and so I think it confuses the issue, which is why we haven't had one to begin with, because it was such, the residents just hated that thing, and so we hadn't. But based on what she was saying before she quit, she thought we should have one, that maybe it would clear the process.
And she did.
And I don't know if it will or not, and that, maybe that's a good question for the public, what do they think of it?
As far as
we'll think about that.
Zone changes to commercial and.
It's just even the uses, it's if it possibly could be commercial down the road, or if it could be a bypass, if it could.
It's going to make them mad as soon as they see it, even though it's not actually in action.
And I understand that, because a lot of times we make maps and then they become somewhat binding, even though they're not supposed to be when they're built.
Yeah, that's my concern.
Yeah.
You got a map right here.
Yeah.
Right here, where's that one?
Here's the enterprise zone, how many times have we heard that?
Exactly. Yep.
Which is totally different than a zoning map. But boy, they marry those two together, and it's.
Yeah, they do.
Part of the thing, so you may want to draw folks here tonight and ask if we want to move forward.
I wouldn't do it.
Any comment?
She says no to.
Two?
No.
Straw poll says no.
From the full public square, we got to know.
Brian, you want to add a yes?
I'm really not. I'll go with the flow. If you want it done, we'll update what we started. If we want to call it quits, I'm good letting it die.
What a politically correct answer.
The thing about it is, paying money for something that we may plan on doing, it's going to switch, whether it switches in a year, 6 months, whatever, then the map's really not really any good, because then we have to have a new current map, which is, I don't know, that particular issue.
Now, as we go through these zone changes and they look at the general plan, we specify highway corridors.
Verbally.
Right. In that document, it's in there.
It is.
And I don't know that we need a map to, I mean, we review that general plan. Well, it's going to be every 2 years now because of the low income housing element of that. You used to only have to do them every 5 years. But since we put that into that, now it'll come every 2 years.
I haven't heard that yet. So yeah. You're talking with some of the CDBG type.
As soon as you put your low income housing development
report or survey.
Right. As soon as you put that into your general plan, and then that has to be redone every 2 years. So if you only have the general plan, it was every 5 years. So, and why do I know that? That's terrible.
I was still stuck back on the five, but I'll try to remember two now. Okay.
So that will come up a lot. So if the council thinks you want to continue that, or do you want to?
I'd say put it on hold.
As far as we can continue that, and I'll take a motion to continue it or just continue it either way. You're talking about this right here?
I'm asking for direction for Ryan to either put the brakes on it or continue.
I'll make a motion and we'll put the brakes on it. We'll continue to wait for red lines. And if they never come, that's how hard we'll work on it.
There you go. We have a motion to hold on in a second, which would be to just continue it down. Any discussion on continuing it?
Wait, I thought you said to stop.
Put the brakes on. Stop.
Not to have it at all, or not just continue?
So he's saying continue, like...
Yeah, he's saying continue, but John said stop, so...
So Mary's just clarifying.
Just to slow it down.
So we can think about it, whether it's on next month's agenda, or the next month's, what you want to do is chew on it, or...
Yeah.
Or chew on it. You don't want to throw in the garbage. That's what I tell you, you're going to chew on it.
Let the word suspend.
So what do you got? You got a motion?
I thought his motion was to stop it.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Terminate it, end it.
Okay. We got a second to stop it.
Motion to table it.
Table it? So you're changing your motion?
Yes.
Second stands.
Second stands. Okay, we have a motion, a second, any other discussion? Not? All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Table.
Table. Yes, sir?
Good one.
Just a one rule. Okay, any other, so we're moving on to number seven, are you doing six?
Yeah.
So item number seven, discussion, acquisition of Daniel Water shares, that's been on the last month or so. We're just leaving it there just because there are some water issues that are coming in the valley with that re-adjudication of water. So anybody have any questions or comments with regard to that line item? No public?
I have a neighbor that could, would be interested in leasing two or three more shares if anyone knows somebody.
You know, that would be good. So...
Stephanie was talking about leasing.
So that, like next door neighbor or on that street?
Tim Clark.
And he's three shares of Daniel's shares or Tim?
Two or three, I think, would do enough. He's leased some from Jim McCleary already, but it's not quite enough. So anyway.
Stephanie was looking, talking about that.
Always trying to help somebody else.
I'm understanding that if it's not being used, it's going to be...
Jeopardy.
We want to get it all leased.
But it's not just those shares in jeopardy, it's all of us in jeopardy.
That's right.
So Judith Deegan probably is not aware of anything, does nothing with her water.
Oh.
Somebody should have a discussion with her.
Yes.
See, what I've heard is they're going to take a visual, aerial visual, and then, yeah.
It's not green. Well, it is today, but...
Well, I really want to ask her if he can put sprinklers on just to make it green, which I hope is a good idea, and I told her to go ask him, but not because of this issue, but it would help this issue.
Yes.
And she does have the riser going up, she could use it, so...
We've been concerned about their property. I'm glad that Pepe got that alfalfa field in last summer.
Okay, so I'll talk to Tim Clark as far as need the lease water, and you'd have his number, I could call you later and get that number from him, maybe?
Yeah, Mike's got it.
Okay.
And so as that comes up, I think that the town still should be on, we can use that for future water, and that's a safe place to put it.
Well, it'll be the safest, and hopefully...
If the shares are going to be taken away, I just think keep them in the town.
You'd think, and hopefully so. Shelley, Danny Municipal Water, since Gary's not here and things, anything that you might be able to share with us this evening?
Nope, like we have the one leak taken care of that we knew.
Okay.
The one in Boots' old home is leaking really bad again. His bill, you know, is astronomical.
How come it's not turned off? Okay, do I need to make a phone call on that one?
He's paying.
He's last month.
Oh, he's not behind. He's just got a huge bill.
Yeah, he just came down and paid $900.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, I guess as long as they are paying. So, and then I did give Gary a copy of those that are late, that are really late, you know. And I think he just seems to want to talk to him. He doesn't want to send out disconnect notices yet. So I just am going with the flow. I'm waiting, you know, but I think everything's been going good. Oh, we just changed. We had problems with getting reeds again. And we cannot, you know, I think it was a, what are you doing wrong and what are you doing wrong? And because as I'm downloading to my car, my thumb drive, it's showing, I can pull it up on the computer, it's showing all the reeds. But as they're trying to get it from master meter to the thumb drive, it's not reading. So we've dropped thumb drive and went back to a Dropbox, and we're gonna try that this next time to see. So Chris has been really trying to, you know, get things working, so the bills went out a couple days late.
Is that working okay with Chris in that, process, or?
Yeah, I think. He's sometimes hard to get hold of, you know, but he came right down. They called me and said, we're having problems with this, it's not. And so I talked to my boss, said I have to leave for, and so I left for a couple hours to go take care of this water thing, and Chris came right over. And then they found out, oh no, it's right here. So it's not Polaris. It's Master Meter. And we're just really struggling with that, and I don't know. So I'm hoping this Dropbox will now take care of that. I don't know, I just know it's a mess. Every month is just a mess trying to get those out. So I'm hoping it gets better.
Cross our fingers.
I know, I'm hoping. But other than that, I think, you know, everything's going well.
And that would be basically both water bills from both companies?
Yes, for both water companies.
Anything Storm Haven-ish that?
Nope, we had one of those, what is, the reeds go backwards, the meters go backwards again on one of the owners. And I contacted Gary, and he said, oh, just send him a bill with just the regular reading, you know, the $45. And so that's what I did.
Well, I don't think the meter's actually going backwards. I think it's a data issue, because it moves around.
It does. It's moving all over Storm Haven.
It moves around the whole thing, and all of a sudden it'll hit 9,999 gallons. So it backs up 100 gallons somewhere in the system.
Yeah.
It
just keeps at least once around, or every other month we have this, and it's a different person.
And they can't chase this hiccup down, basically.
Don't know. Yeah. All of a sudden I got a bill for $6,000, and I'm like, this guy's not gonna like this. Yeah.
Okay.
But everything's going, I think, going good.
It's easy to spot.
It is easy to spot.
Wow. Okay. Thank you very much for that update.
Do you want to tell them about your testing? Do you have TO?
Oh, TO. Amelia got right on it, and she had called Chemtech and told them to give them all the rest of the testing for the year. And she received it, and she's been just doing fantastic. I've been getting reads, you know, getting all this information, and I appreciate her getting right on it and not waiting. So she probably got sick of me emailing her saying, let's do this now. But they have been very high priced, you know, these are the big high expensive tests. So
you're reading into the warrants.
Yeah. I told Ryan I need to send her a little treat or something, telling her thank you for getting on these, and let's not wait until the last minute.
Cool.
So I appreciate what TO's doing and how they're getting on that. Take care of that.
So the well should also be underway soon. They're wrapping up their previous project and then planning to come up here. I don't have a date, but we're getting close. All the paperwork's in place. We're just waiting on them to finish up their other well, which normally we don't do that. Normally we force them to start, but one of the ways we got the price down was we told them we'd be flexible. So as soon as they're
ready. They thought it'd be, what, 2-3 weeks max?
They thought June, didn't they?
They told us June, and he's gonna be pretty darn close, but we may get going in May. So if you start to see stuff up there, I'll send out an email, but it should be happening sooner rather than later.
Will that affect residents at all for traffic or?
For traffic, no. For noise, absolutely. It's gonna be about a week that it's just gonna be a lot of noxious, and we're gonna get a lot of complaints.
I don't think we'll get too many, because they want water.
I'll send you all new water.
I think once we have dates, I think we need to send out notices. I don't want to send out notices yet, because we'll be wrong.
Yeah. Once we know, send out the first water notice just to warn everybody.
Yeah, and I can put that on the water bill too.
Yeah.
You know, water notes.
We'll be a little noisy with the construction.
But I mean, they're talking going around the clock, so it's done, so.
They did.
Yeah. They're gonna really go after it, so.
So Ryan, how's the creek level doing up there?
Just fine.
No flooding?
No, we've been losing about an inch of water a day up at the snow tuck gauge. And we're usually good until about 3 inches a day. Anything over 3 inches a day is where I have my alarm go off. And we've been right at an inch and a half, and so I haven't seen any problems.
That debris we talked about all caught on my bridge and I pulled it out, so I haven't seen any other issues. I drove through Storm Haven this morning and it looked fine.
Great.
Exactly.
So looking at the forecast, it should stay cool for about another week, and then Snowtell says we'll be out of water, out of snow, but the Snowtell gauge on the 15th, so.
Yeah,
I think we're past the worst of it.
Everything except for Trial Lake has started down on Snowtell.
So between you two, are any of the valley, or, and this is not our main, but is any of the valley gonna have flooding?
Yeah, I think there's a high probability that there's gonna be flooding based on the amount of snow that's up there and the warm weather. Daniel Creek usually goes first. It's a lower elevation, gets a lot of sun. And so it's 2/3 of the way down right now.
Okay.
And in another week of cold, you know, cool temperatures, I think we'll have it down at 1 inch per day, which is about as good as it's gonna get.
Right. Okay, great.
Is there still a moratorium on the water up in Storm Haven and the sewer? Because I am getting calls on some of the property and I want to just clarify that. I've been kind of trying to funnel on to Ryan. But I don't know, because I've had several people call and asking, we're looking at this property, is there water available? Is that still what's happening?
We probably ought to look at that date, find out when that moratorium went on. But
okay. I was going to say, are you getting the ones that I just sent to you? Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, we probably are calling them against the date.
So far, the ones that have called, I'll have water meters already set, so it's kind of a moot point. And then as far as the sewer, it's not a moratorium, it's state law that says we can't make that community septic bigger. They changed the rules after that was built. So it's grandfathered in under the connections it's got. We don't need a moratorium, we can't add any new connections.
But that's a moratorium we're referring to, and I think we probably ought to look at that. I don't know if it's in one of the... Is that moratorium, what would you look that under? It's not a resolution, it's not a... Maybe?
But it should be.
Okay.
But I don't think we did one. We just can't add them to it. I don't think we needed a moratorium on the sewer.
Just the water?
Right.
Okay, I would agree with that.
Shouldn't they have a septic?
They have to give them...
They'll have to have a septic. They have to do something else.
They could do a septic thing.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Health department question.
Yeah, exactly.
I need more information. There are a lot of lots up there that can have a septic. There are a few that can't, probably can't. But it's something the health department has to look at on a case by case.
And I know we talked about the water, the moratorium of saying that we would hook somebody up if they had $100,000, right?
I think we joked if we had the well, if they could fix the deficiencies in the system, we would be happy to fix it. You know, happy to let them hook up.
You know, the residents would like to.
So is Rob rich enough? They can, yeah, we can
yeah.
Get that back on.
They might be able to do that.
Let's get them right now.
Any other questions in regards to Daniel Municipal Storm Haven Water?
Is there anything we need to do on site, Ryan?
No.
Okay.
Other than making sure those signs when they start are posted.
Yes. I got that sign in my office, and as soon as there's something up there, I will stick it on there.
Well, I've got all those other signs at my office,
and all those other signs will get posted, too.
Okay.
Perfect. Item number 10, approval of council meeting minutes, both for April 1st, 2019 and April 10th, 2019. One was the combined meeting and one was the individual meeting afterwards.
Did you want me to speak to the 10th, Mary? Or just minutes on the 10th?
Is there something worth speaking about? If not,
we had a discussion and I asked her to include them in this. We wasn't sure if they needed to be approved by the council, but I think since the council was there and voted, that we should have the council
approve as well.
You're right. So they'll be approved to the planning commission on the planning commission side, but because the council was there, it was a public hearing. I thought we should do it here also.
I would agree. Just make sure we cover our bases.
It seems to me like on the public hearing for the zone change, didn't Catherine Paulson comment that she was not supportive of it? Or is that something else I'm thinking?
You're talking about zone change when the dumpster guys came in?
Yeah.
I think she didn't say that. Mm-hmm.
set it in their seat or?
Yeah, it's right down there at the bottom of page 3, 2 of the 10, right at the bottom.
So after the public hearing was closed, is that where I'm looking?
Looking for Grady prior to. Yeah, here's the.
Oh, okay.
After it was closed, good memory, John.
Chair will entertain a motion on either one, or both together.
Do we need to make a note on the minutes that you held the question on the 6th? Or the first, I mean? For the letter?
We called it a change of minute wording on that one.
Yeah, do we have to note that on the first?
Probably. Back page, maybe?
Maybe we're okay, maybe it's not in on it. I don't think it's addressed on there, so I think you're okay, Chip. That was just in my planner report. So I think you're okay.
Make the motion that we accept these notes for the April 7th, April 1st.
The 10th or 7th?
First and 10th.
Okay, we have a motion to accept the minutes for the combined meeting on April 1st and our other meeting, which would have been April 10th.
Second.
First and second, we have discussion on the minutes.
Yeah, I found it. It's item number 8 on the first.
Where I pulled that, did that go under 8 and just write withdrawal, or what how the wording would be on that?
You could just put hold the question after that on the April 10th meeting.
Under 8, just hold the question?
Hold the question.
Do you want to make that note on item number 8 that was taken care of last meeting? That made in discussion, did the motion still stand?
Yes.
John?
Yeah.
Okay, got a first and a second. Clarified, hold the question on item number 8. Any other discussion?
Did you date that? Hold the question on
paper on the first.
On the 10th? You need to, when you made the motion to hold the question?
These minutes, but then right on the 10th, yes.
Right. So that's just the note. You can look it up on the next one. If I was to look that up.
First, second, discussion. Any other discussion? Comments? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Minutes? been accepted with the changes made. And move on to item number 11, which would be a recorder's office warrants approval of announcements and anything else. Mary?
Okay, Comcast office, $89.84. Office rent, $200. We didn't get anything from Smith and Harvickson. Wasatch Wave for Witt's hearing, $92.50. Gebo hearing, $97.12. Laughlin Water, this was actually back in January, but I just recently got it. It was for a pre-bid meeting for $546.70. Blue Stakes, $17.67. Polaris, $500 for the quarterly software and support. TO Engineering for planning, $517.50. Engineering, $690. Leafson's, $175. Gebo's, $157.50. Seuss's, $362.50. And then Eric's payroll, and then Wasatch County snow removal for $1,166.50 for a total of $5,413.53. Then you have council payroll, commission payroll, so the total's $12,237.53. Daniel Municipal CenturyLink data charge $47.75. Heber Power monthly charge $214.38. Chemtech monthly testing $20. And then the next testing was for the inorganic material nitrate pesticides for $1,542. TNO Engineering $172.60. Sampling $210. And then payroll. I didn't get Val and Gary's payroll till this afternoon, so it's not included. So $2,614.73 is the total. Dominion Energy monthly charge $907. Heber Power monthly charge $149.22. Chemtech Ford monthly testing $40. And then inorganic metal nitrate pesticides $1,141. TO Engineering for $1,035. Sampling $150. Payroll. And then again, we don't have hours for Gary or Val. Total $2,651.79.
Okay. So Mary, you received them today?
This afternoon.
So do we want to include those?
Sure can.
Okay.
Is that okay? Mm-hmm. I want to change the numbers, but I don't want to hold the guys up either.
He said they're fine either way, so. So you want it included?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have any amounts?
Do you know what the hours are?
I think Gary for Daniel, I think, was 9, and then Stormhaven was 4, and then I think 4 and 4, but I'll give you those first thing in the morning.
Yeah, you can
just to make sure. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. We'll add those to it. So we already have budgets. Well, the only last two that we had to talk about are hearing the date on the warrant. So do we have our second, our first and second round of the
No.
Okay, now this one. Okay. If there's no discussion, the chair will entertain a motion for the warrants approval.
Motion to approve the warrants.
The motion. Second. Any other discussion?
Aye.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Warrants approved. We will be going to a closed session, so I'd like to take the time and go to a closed session, and the chair will entertain a motion to go into that.
So moved. Second. We have to close first.
We have to close the original meeting, and then we'll come back up into the closed session, and we'll let everybody say goodbye.
Is there a second?
Yeah. You get to go home earlier than that.
Even your job.
Yeah, you got to close the first session. But then you have to open it once everybody leaves. So are you closing?
Well, they're leaving before we even close. Yeah, we need to close it.
Oh, I have a little bit to shoot.
Such a layman. So John's already made a motion to open or go into closed session. We have a second to go into closed session, discussion.
Yeah, Brian's fan. That's our discussion.